From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown.
I will remember that while the honor is mine, this Senate seat belongs to no one person, no one political party. And as I said before, and you'll hear it loud and clear, this is the people's seat.
2 weeks ago, Scott Brown was a little-known Republican state senator from Massachusetts. Now he is the senator-elect, campaigning with populist rhetoric to take the seat left open by the liberal icon Ted Kennedy when he died last year. Brown vowed to oppose President Obama's health care initiative when he gets to Washington. That's something that Kennedy saw as the realization of his own lifelong dream. And Brown can help Republicans put a major roadblock in front of the bill because his election eliminates the Democrats' 60-vote filibuster-proof Senate majority. If Martha Coakley assumed she could walk to an easy victory in heavily Democratic Massachusetts, she was wrong. Brown appealed to independents and got their votes. Coakley's critics said she was a dull campaigner who didn't take the race seriously enough. She wished Brown well as she conceded.
Although I am very disappointed, I always respect the voter's choice, and that's what I told to Scott Brown tonight. And again, we wish him luck in his public service.
The president and other Democratic leaders must now figure out how to pass a health care overhaul plan. More than a week after the earthquake in Haiti, people are still being pulled from rubble alive. Two women were pulled from a collapsed university building in Port-au-Prince, and a baby was rescued in the coastal town of Jacmel. They're the lucky ones, as officials estimate 200,000 people have died. Helicopters have started taking the most seriously hurt people to one of the U.S. Navy's largest hospital ships. The naval ship Comfort is headed towards Port-au-Prince, and Sabri Benashour of member station WAMU is on board.
In the operating room of the Comfort, medics rushed a little boy, 6 years old, and a 20-year-old man in from the helicopter deck, Surgeon William Todd.
This boy here had a bunch of bricks fall on him during the earthquake, and as a result of that, he had some abdominal injuries.
The little boy is in stable condition. The 20-year-old is still critical. The Comfort is a massive naval hospital ship, working with a network of vessels from some 30 countries, as well as medical bases in Haiti and Guantanamo. The Comfort will take in the most complex patients in need of the most sophisticated treatment. For NPR News, I'm Sabri Benashour aboard the U.S. naval ship Comfort.
Authorities in Southern California are urging residents to evacuate about 600 homes today after 2 days of heavy rain. They're worried that mudslides could wash the houses away in the Los Angeles foothills, especially areas that have already been charred by wildfires. L.A. police have been going door to door. Storms have lashed the California coast from San Diego to the San Francisco area. Stock prices fell in Asia today on some disappointing corporate earnings in the U.S. This is NPR News. A new report finds that most alleged terrorists are not known to be affiliated with groups such as Al-Qaeda. It analyzes more than 800 terrorism prosecutions in the United States since the September 11th attacks of 2001. NPR's Ari Shapiro has some details on the New York University report.
NYU's Center on Law and Security has been analyzing terrorism trials year by year since 2004. This is the first time the center has done a comprehensive look at the last 8 years. The study found that terrorism trials have an 89% conviction rate. The report says right after 9/11, there were lots of arrests, but the charges were not serious and prosecutors rarely won convictions. As time went on, fewer people were charged with terrorism-related crimes, but the offenses were more serious and the conviction rate went up. Most of the defendants were American citizens. The report says only about 1 in 10 was affiliated with Al-Qaeda. The terrorists' targets tended to be overseas. And the report also says many defendants cooperated with investigators, providing useful information after they were arrested. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Police say they have cornered a man near Appomattox, Virginia, who they think shot and killed 8 people yesterday. They also believe he took down a police helicopter with gunfire. They have not disclosed a suspected motive. No police were hurt when the helicopter came down. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke wants Congress to investigate the Fed's bailout of the insurance giant AIG. That's an unusual step, but Bernanke says he wants a full review. Critics inside and out of government have blasted the $182 billion bailout, and the public has expressed outrage over large bonuses paid to executives. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.